A former interim borough manager in Haines could be in for a second round of that job. An assembly committee recommended Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan for the position at their latest meeting, but he's not the only name in the running.
I wouldn't be throwing my name in the ring if I hadn't had a number of staff come to me and say, are you going to do this? Will you do this?
That's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. The Haynesboro Personnel Committee recommended him to serve as interim manager at their latest meeting. In December, the assembly voted 4-2 to terminate the contract of manager Bill Seward, leaving the position vacant heading into the new year. Until an interim manager is chosen, borough clerk Julie Causey is the acting manager. The personnel committee consists of assembly members Margaret Friedenauer and Ron Jackson. Assemblyman Mike Case is the chair, but was absent from this meeting. The borough manager also sits on the committee. Assembly members Heather Lendy, Tom Morfitt, and Tresham Gregg sat with the public. Ryan is one of two people who expressed interest in the job. The other is Dave Palmer, a former city manager in Juneau, Craig, and Petersburg. Morfitt said that's who they should be considering for the job.
I think Palmer can give us an example of how a person who has professionally been employed for many years as a manager does that job.
He says he believes Palmer could be helpful in the process of choosing a new manager.
When we go to hire our next manager, we can use his example as something, a standard, to which we can judge the next manager candidates.
Lendy and Greg both said they'd like to see Palmer get an interview.
When somebody offers to be an interim who's had this kind of experience, I think we should talk with them.
You don't see any reason why we wouldn't want to have at least an interview with Mr. Palmer. It sounds like it's very interesting and helpful contact that we can pursue, at least for the moment, and maybe sometimes into the future.
But others offered their support to Ryan, who has done the job before. Chief Fiscal Officer Jayla Stewart filled in for Causey in the manager seat at the committee. She said there were two ways they could go.
It seems like you guys could say, it's all about process, that's what we do, let's take a step back, let's see who's interested, let's have some quick interviews. Or you could say, Brad's willing, he's got the support of staff, he's got a track record, let's install him and move on.
Ryan took on the same position around this time last year, after Dave Sosa resigned as manager in November 2015. Stewart read from an email Causey sent recommending Ryan for the position.
I recommend Brad for interim because he did it for 6 months last year and the assembly was pleased with him. His midterm evaluation was stellar. He submitted the FY17 budget, so he knows the budget process. He will be able to move right into working on the FY18 budget. He is aware of the inner workings and issues of the borough. Finally, he is well-liked by the staff and the public, and he's willing to do it.
That sentiment was shared by others in the room, like Tourism Director Leslie Ross, who insisted the Assembly take recommendations from borough staff into account when making their decision. Recommending Ryan, she said the turnover of managers, permanent and interim, is disruptive.
Each time you have to try to go through all of your projects and what your budget is and what you're trying to accomplish. And if you do this for 6 months with an interim and then you have to do it again with whoever they're replacing as a new manager. As I said in my letter, that's a year's worth of transition.
Friedenauer said she's in favor of making this as easy a transition as possible and moved to recommend Ryan for the position to the assembly.
We're leaving the whole position in limbo right now the longer we debate it as far as interim, and we're not moving ahead with how do we find a new permanent manager. And I think that's a more important question.
Ryan said he's only willing to take on the job if someone fills in for him in public facilities. The committee voted unanimously to recommend him for the position. They said they're still interested in talking with Palmer about his offer and what he could bring to the transition. The assembly will review the recommendation at their next meeting on December 10th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.